bunch of titles. And they're kind of the way that they're looking right now, we might be seeing possibly a new guard of the Springers coming into this 2020 state tournament. It might be the turn of a new page with these guys. So maybe we'll see if they can get a little magic going here. It's been a rough few years for that Springer team, like you said. We have the starting lineups coming up shortly as a different look, I guess you would say, for the Springers that we've grown accustomed to over the past few years, but it should be a fun one. So there's Cold Spring. There's our synopsis on them. On the other end of the spectrum, it's the Anoka Bucks, who have made it for the fifth time in their history. They've made it in back-to-back seasons in 2019 and 2020. And the Bucks, they've got interesting uniforms, and they're a bit of an unknown to us, aren't they?
Yeah, like you said, coming in on their second straight state tournament, not somebody that we're used to seeing kind of the old guard of the B baseball, but, you know, with the talent that's around the city, even that's not inside the loop, a lot of these teams can kind of pop up quick. You know, if you get a few guys in a row and dominate a few years at a school, you can do that. As far as the uniforms, as you said, Kerb, you said the day is hot, and those uniforms got to be hotter. Anoka rocking a black-on-black uniform look here on this hot Sunday evening.
Black baseball pants, black top, and some orange piping in there. You know, you don't see it a lot. I'll come right out and say it, but you want to be bold, you want to be loud, you want to announce your presence with authority, Duke LaRouche style here at the Joe. That's what you're going to come to the table with, I guess, huh?
All I'll say is, if the kids like it, go for it. If the kids want to play in them, go ahead and do it, because you got to keep them happy.
Let the kids play. There's a lot of fluorescent orange, like a deer hunting weekend up here in the grandstand at the Joe. Joe Gill is back at the sports studios in Albany. He will be technically producing our game tonight, and he will be keeping us posted on how the St. Mark Martins are doing against the Gaylord Islanders. That game going on KESM with Randy and Donnie. So we'll be in the know on that. We'll have the starting lineups coming up in 1 minute. It's Springer Baseball right here on Total Country Bob FM. We're back with the lineups in 1 minute.
Person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Dan Zimmerman here. Old member. All woken. Boy, things sure have changed. Tape recorders for dictation, legal pads, and numbers. Now I've got electronic stuff everywhere in the office, and the firm bought me a flip phone. One thing that has not changed around here is our dedication to our clients, our attention to detail. Simple, complex legal. Give us a call when you need a law firm.
Welcome you back to Joe Slaper Stadium on your Sunday afternoon here on Total Country Bob FM. Reese, the Class B bracket update thus far. What have we seen throughout the weekend in Shakopee?
That's been a lot of what you'd expect. First game of the tournament Friday night actually didn't get to finish. That was Chanhassen and St. Michael. That's going to pick up after this game is over with Chanhassen with a 6-2 lead in that one late. Other than that, we had Northfield beating East Grand Forks 9-5. Champlain Park up on Victoria last night, 12-2 in that one. They'll take on Meadville next, who came away with a victory over Coon Rapids today, 5-0 here in Shakopee. Elko got the win last night over the Moorhead Mudcats, 7-6. A lot of scoring in that one late in the game. Elko with the walk-off to right field in that one. And other than that, the only other game was Dundas taking Chaska yesterday, 10-1. And also, excuse me, the game that just finished up here, the Moorhead Brewers beating the entire Lake game, 10-2 right in front of us. So they'll play done this next year in the second round.
So, next week, we're waiting on the winner of that Chanhassen-St. Michael game, so that winner will take on Northfield. Champlain, Meadville, Elko, and the Cold Spring Anoka winner, and then Dundas will take on Moorhead. Those are the eight teams. It's 10 right now, but it'll get down to 8 by the time this Sunday comes to an end. On the seaside, Reese, there's been a lot of baseball action. What have we seen in the the junior circuit. It's been an interesting one, especially for the local team as well in that. Lake Henry getting the win early yesterday over Midway, 3-1. You had the Cold Spring Rockies winning 12-1 over Starbucks last night. Yeah, St. Martin currently playing. Have you had a score on that one yet?
I believe it's scoreless right now. I'm not sure. I can check for you while you're talking.
And the Walking Clippers beating Howard Lake yesterday as well. That was a 3-0 score in that one. Regal taking the loss earlier today. They were playing in Nora at 2 o'clock. They lose to St. Patrick. I believe that's all the local ones that we had here.
Get the Avon score on there? Avon at the bottom?
Yep, Avon lost to Union Hill yesterday at 13-7.
There we go. So there's the updated look at the bracket for you. I look on Twitter, and it says that it's 0-0. And St. Martin left two runners on second and third after an inning and a half. So 0-0 the score. That was 8 minutes ago. And again, that game heard on our sibling station, KASM, with Randy and Johnny. Now, we'll have plenty of baseball next weekend. The Cold Spring Rockies play at 11 o'clock against Buckman. Watkins will play next week at 11 o'clock on Saturday, just like the Rockies will on Saturday, as Watkins will take on Fergus Falls. That game's in Gilroy. We have Inkling. Lake Henry game at 5 o'clock against Jordan on Sunday. Regal has, their season has come to an end. Kimball plays on Saturday at 5 o'clock. And you know, how Cold Spring does here today, that will affect how we will follow them next weekend as well. Reese Hemish, starting lineup for us on your Sunday afternoon.
We'll start with Anoka, the guest on the scoreboard here at the Joe and Shockbee, leading off in right field for Shad Johnson, batting second to second baseman and manager for Anoka, J.D. Wells. Batting third in left field, Casey Van Crevelin. Batting fourth at first base, Trent Friedenberg. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Billy Herzina. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ian Walker. Batting seventh will be the designated hitter, Logan Piero. Batting eighth at short will be Hunter Smith for Anoka. Batting ninth, center fielder Carter Chell, and doing the pitching for Anoka is Josh Barker. For the Springers, they'll be the home team in our game, leading off in center field, Brian Hansen, batting second, the second baseman, Garrett Fox, batting third, the shortstop for the Springers, Jordan Barrett, batting fourth in right field, Joe Dempsey, batting fifth, the catcher, number two, Drew Bolton, batting sixth, the third baseman, number 19, Drew Van Loy, batting seventh, left fielder, Brad Olson. Batting eighth for the Springers, playing first base, Jaron Terrace. Batting ninth is designated hitter, Alex Jungles. And he'll be hitting for the pitcher for the Springers this evening, Nick Hennick.
You were reading the lineup, Therese, but did you happen to see what kind of transpired out there?
I did not. No.
So the public address announcer announced the Anoka reserves, the Anoka coaches, and the Anoka starting lineup. He announced the Cold Spring reserves, the Cold Spring bat boy, and the Cold Spring managers, and said, let's play ball. Here's the team's umpires. And a guy you and I know quite well, Kurt Hemish, yells up at the press box and says, hey, how about the Cold Spring starters? But now they're announcing the Cold Spring starters. Even when he's not on the air, he still gets things done and gets his way into the broadcast.
Well, that was nice of Kurt Hemish to speak his mind and get the ballpark back on the right path, something that I know he will be telling us all about on the ride home this evening.
We will be hearing that from here to your place in the West End, and I'll be hearing it all the way back to Richmond. So that is a fact. We appreciate you joining us as the Springers have taken to the field to Nick Pennick, their right-hander, out onto the mound, and Reese Hemish. Jack Pemright, not throwing for the Cold Spring Springers in the opening round of the state tournament for the first time since, what, 2002?
I'm going to say if Andy Bolton was here, he might have the answer for us. I feel like the last time Pemright wasn't on the mound to start a state tournament, it probably would have been Bolton doing the throwing for him. Yeah, that's kind of what I was alluding to earlier. A little bit of a changing of the guard here. You knew at some point Pemright was going to have to, I don't know if step down is the right word, but they were going to have to make the move to go youth and start to get some new pitchers, some new experience. So Nick Pennick taking over the big duty here for the Springers this season.
We have Pennick on the mound. We have Drew Bolton, Andy Bolton's son, behind the plate. So normally where you picture to see Zach Pemright and Ryan Holtown, just a different look for the Springers thus far. So walking into the batter's box will be Brashad Johnson. Brashad Johnson leads things off for Anoka. Pennick gets a sign from Bolton. Rocks and fires, and we are underway with a low ball one. We'll set the Springers up for you defensively around the horn. Drew Van Loy at third base. Jordan Barth at shortstop as the 1-0 pitch misses down and away, now 2-0. At second base, Garrett Fox, and at first base, Jaron Terrace. As Pennick falling behind Brashad Johnson, ready rocks and fires. The
2-0 pitch is waved at and missed by Brashad and moves our count to 2-1. In left field for Cold Spring, it's Brad Olson. In center field, Brian Hansen. And in right field, Joe Dempsey as the 2-1 pitch fouled away. As Pennick battles back to even it up at 2-2. Behind the plate, it is Drew Bolson. And again on the mound, Nick Pennick. Designated hitter today, Alex Jungle. He hits for the pitcher Pennick. 2-2 offering. Super shot Johnson hit on the ground to third. Gobbled up nicely by Van Loy on a medium hop. Fires across the diamond in time. 5-3 for out number one. That was a tough play made easy by Drew Van Loy right there. Yeah, playing in a little bit on that one. But Johnson obviously in the leadoff spot with the speed. Not sure if Van Loy saw that one. Kind of had his head turned a little bit, but made the play nonetheless and made the throw. So the shadow behind Drew and behind Jordan Barth and behind Brad Olson would tell us that those guys are pretty much looking right into the sun right now, you would say? Yeah. As the first pitch, a strike to J.D. Wells. Pennick right back, his one-strike offering to Wells. Taps softly up the first baseline. Terrace Fields and jogs to the base easily for a out number two. Two soft ground balls for the Anoka Bucks. And that will bring Casey and Krevenin to the plate.
About the start you'd expect with Pennick in this one. Once again, with the changing of the guard, you're going from the power pitching of Femrite to the craftiness of Pennick. So two slow rollers to start this game is about what you think to see proud of him to begin.
As the first offering from Pennick to Van Krevelin is on the corner for a strike. Casey in the left-handed batter's box. As Pennick right back, his one-strike offering taps softly right back to Pennick off the mound. He fields, he fires, and it's a quick 1-2-3 inning for the Springer hurler. Retires the Anoka Bucks in order. No runs, no hits. There were no Cold Spring errors and nobody left on base. Half an inning, it is Anoka 0, Cold Spring coming to bat. State Tournament Baseball action, Class B style, here on Total Country, Bob FM. B in the Class B in the tournament. The Class B tournament stands for Bob this afternoon. We're back in 1 minute on Bob FM.
Join a league this fall or just come and enjoy the great sport of bowling at the Cold Spring Lanes. There's options. Men's and ladies' leagues, mixed leagues, junior leagues, and rotating and sub-options. Cold Spring Lanes is open for bowling on Friday and Saturday nights up until Labor Day, and every other game is free. Give Cosmic Bowling a try every Saturday night from 9:30 till 11:30. Crazy lights, music, and more by reservation only. Call Cold Spring Lanes and reserve your spot at 685-8150. That's 685-8150. For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
Welcome you back. Joe Slaper Field, as Reese, we have an update on the game on our sibling station KASM.
Hearing a 3-0 score for Gaylord in that one. 3-0 over St. Martin. So power pitching of Brody Rodning in that one for Gaylord. That might make things a little tough for the Martins.
Now you're a Central Minnesota boy, born and raised, but when a Mankato Maverick is throwing in the state tournament, you always have a soft spot for your old alma mater, huh?
I do a little bit, but I feel like Rodney's the exception. I feel like anybody would call him pretty good with a 3-run lead, not just myself.
So we head to the bottom of the first inning, and finishing his warm-up pitches is Josh Barker. Now, AnokaBucks.com is probably the greatest amateur baseball site that us two have ever seen. I don't know. You can take this over, Reese. It's pretty well put together, and they have a full stat for you, huh?
Yeah, full-on stat for one, but I was drawn in by the nautical theme on there, looking like something straight out of Pirates of the Caribbean on the Anoka site.
And there was a button on there, you tell me that you could press to talk, and it would be Captain Jack Sparrow saying the names of the players?
That was it, yeah. That was one feature.
His stats, anyway.
Josh Barker coming into this one. Only one start on the season for the team in their 18 games. He's got 20 innings pitched, a .45 ERA, only one earned run given up in those 20 innings, and a .55 whip. So not a lot of base runners and not a lot of runs with Barker pitches.
Will Monta allow a base runner to Brian Hansen as Brian Hansen leads things off for the Springers. First pitch swinging, pop. pops it up to center field, coming on to make the catch on the run is the center fielder for Anoka, as it is a easy out number one. That'll bring Garrett Fox to the plate. As Fox steps in, that was Carter Chell with the catch in center field. One away. As Garrett Fox steps in. That pitch in there for a strike. So I was thinking on the way home we'd get something to eat. How about we make a wager, and I say that Fox has three balls hit to the right side today. Loser buys dinner. I'll go with two on that one. I'll take that up. Oh, there we go. It is a bet. As the first pitch in there for a strike, second pitch, Fox fouls that back. As the count will run to 0-2. So for those scoring at home, Fox needs three balls hit to the right side for me to win this wager, and anything less than that goes to Reese. Did I get the catcher on that?
I think it might have just ripped off his. I'm not sure. Maybe it did go off the catcher. Ump looks like he's talking to him, making sure he's okay.
The umpire on that foul ball came out and tossed the ball back to Josh Barker. As 0-2 the count to the Springer second baseman, Garrett Fox. As Josh Barker set his 0-2 pitch to Fox, that is hit. Oh, how are we going to rule that? Right side of second base. That is a base hit up the middle, and it goes to the right side of second base. Got one for curve, and Garrett Fox gets our first hit of the afternoon.
I'm going to fight that a little bit. I don't know, right up the middle, about a foot over the base to the right side, but do you want to count it? Sure. Right,
so there's two sides of second base. There's a left side and a right side. What side would you say that ball went?
Right side.
Right side. There we go. As that brings Jordan Barth to the plate, and talk about an August edition race. This guy is looking pretty nice in the middle of that Springer lineup.
Not bad when you throw him in at short in your three hole to start off the state tournament. Not sure if you got too many games with him this year with the Rocks getting the late start, but good addition.
Barth first pitch swinging, hits it softly on the ground to short. Shortstop up with it. That's Hunter Smith. The second for one. The relay to first in time. First pitch and a 6-4-3 double play. Gets Barker out of Dodge in the first inning. Nice turn right there off the battery. I thought it was hit maybe a little too slow, but a good turn up the middle by Smith and Wells, and the old 6-4-3 gets the Bucks in the dugout.
Yeah, Barth just kind of looks like chunked that one right off the end of the bat, got the end of it, and pretty nice turn on that one. Barth obviously with some speed. Fox not slow either, but either way, the quick 6-4-3, and they're out of the inning.
6-4-3 gets them out for the Springers in the first. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left. One in the books. Cold Spring 0, Anoka 0. To the second inning we go. That comes up in 1 minute right here on Total Country, Bob FM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
Go at the Joe. It will be Trent Friedenberg, Billy Hertzinga, and and Ian Walker due up for the Anoka Bucks as Trent Friedenberg looks at a strike and fouls one off. As what were we going with the third baseman's name? Billy Hertzinga?
Hertzinga.
There we go. Hertzinga Warrior Princess as 0-2 to count to Trent Friedenberg. Friedenberg, the first baseman for the Bucks, as he taps one right back to Penick, just like Casey Van Crevelen did to end the first inning. Penick fields and flips it over to Jaron Terrace at first for an easy out number one, and four batters thus far, Reese, and four soft contact.
Yeah, nothing, everything on the ground, and nothing even really hard on the ground. Just a couple, one little bit to Van Loy, took a couple hops, but other than that, a weak Ryu and two right back to the pitchers for Penick. Nice little start for him.
So Billy Hertzinga to the plate. Third baseman for an Anelka as he hits one off the right side. That is a foul ball. Terrace having a gone to his left and up, and did that get him kind of in the heel of his glove and just pop out and drops for a foul ball?
It might have taken a short hop into the heel of his glove. It looked like it got a little dirt first. Maybe just trying to play that off the ground when he might have actually been able to catch that one in the air almost. But one strike to hurt Zena. Second pitch is missing for a ball. This up at 1-1. I look over and Jaron talking to that base umpire and shaking his head as Jaron may be thinking, as you were thinking, Reese, that he probably should have caught that ball. 1-1 pitch on the corner for a strike from Pennick. Moves our count to 1-2. As the sun soaking the field here, it's barely touching behind home plate. Everybody else in the sun as the 1-2 pitch in there. Strike three, hurt Zena goes down looking. As we are to the left of home plate, top row of the bleachers, it, from our angle, appears that there's a pretty nice little corner in the strike zone tonight.
Yeah, it definitely looks like that one. Maybe a little low, definitely on the outside, but Pennant getting the call, so hopefully he can use that to his advantage a little more if he can stay with it.
So two quick ones for the Springers in the field in the second. Scoreless game thus far. Ian Walker to the plate as the first pitch missing down and away for the starter to Ian Walker. Walker, the catcher for the Anoka Bucks. As Pennick rocks and fires, his 1-0 delivery is fouled back into the netting at 1-1. No Schlaper Stadium, Reese. 330 down the line and left. 355 in the left center gap. Big old batter's eye, which is in play. Dead center at 375. 355 to the right center gap and 330 down the right field line. Symmetrical and they were ready for the state tournament on the grounds crew, weren't they?
Yeah, always are here. Gotta love the symmetrical field, as you said. But I was really impressed by Shakopee's ability to just jump on the advantage to take a state tournament. And this place is looking ready as ever. It looks like they haven't missed a beat. You were expecting it to be a little off with the late addition to them in state, but it is not that.
The one pitch is in there for a strike from Pennick to Ian Walker. Evens us up at 2-2 with two away in the top of the second inning. As Pennick rocks and fires, 2-2 pitch, off-speed missing inside. Fills it up at 3-2. Yeah, Shakopee, as far as about July this year, was not going to be a state tournament host in 2020. New Ulm City Council says that they weren't allowed to host a state tournament, so they needed another couple sites. Milroy and Shakopee, Johnny on the spot as the 3-2 pitch inside. Ball 40, Ian Walker, as it is a walk with two down. And Walker is the Anoka Bucks' first base runner.
Nice shot by Walker there. Taking Pennick for a little few pitches. One of the first guys to not go for the first 2 or 3 pitches off of Pennick so far for Anoka, trying to get that pitch count up a little bit.
So they get a guy on, and that'll bring the designated hitter Logan Piero to the plate. Pennick works from the stretch for the first time this afternoon as the first offering missing down and away. Harris at first holding on the runner, Ian Walker. As Pennick sets right at the letters on his jersey as the 1-0 pitch missing for a ball as well. Now 2-0. Looks like a good spot right there from Pennick. Not the case. Doesn't get the call from the plate umpire. But Nick falls behind Logan Piero at 2-0. 2-0 pitch. That's hit on the ground for second. Fox spikes to his left. Falls to the ground. Gets back to his feet. Flips it to Terrace at first. Second time this afternoon, Reese, a tough play has been made look very easy by a Springer infielder.
Yeah, nice job by Fox there going to his left side. Kind of gobbled it up. Didn't kind of dive after the ball getting to him, but like I said, when you got to dive, gobble it up and keep it in the infield. Nothing wrong with that for Foxy, and easy play to first for Terrace.
So no runs, no hits. There were no Springer errors and one runner left on base for Anoka here in the second. After 1.5, it is Anoka 0, Cold Spring 0. We're back in 1 minute. Springer State Tournament Baseball right here on Bob FM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes.
We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
It's the perfect complement to your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. A donut roll or cookie from the Cold Spring Bakery. The Sherman family and their dedicated employees are committed to creating and baking the finest bakery products around. Parents, check out the back-to-school cookies at Cold Spring Bakery, shaped like crayons and apples. And remember to stock your pantry with all the fresh baked bread and buns. It's a sweet treat to have Cold Spring so close to our home. Good luck to all teams playing in the state amateur baseball tournament from the Cold Spring Bakery.
Welcome you back to Joe Schlaefer Stadium. In the bottom of the second we go, it is Joe Dempsey getting his first look at Josh Barker, the hurler for the Anoka Bucks, as the first offering from Barker to Dempsey, missing inside for a ball. Dempsey, Drew Bolson, and Drew Van Loy for Cold Spring in the second. Scoreless thus far through an inning and a half, as Barker right back is 1-0 offering to Dempsey. That is hit into the air to right center field. That ball will drop for a leadoff single for Joe Dempsey. Kind of an inside-out swing right there, something we don't normally see from Joe, but punching it to right center for the Springers' first hit of the afternoon, Reese.
Dempsey kind of known a little bit more for the daddy hack, as the kids like to call it, just kind of getting up there and swinging. But interesting to see if the Springers go a little aggressive here. Normally, the past couple of years in the state tournament, it's been an issue with them getting runs early in games. So if they try and do something to try and build this lead for Panic a little bit.
Drew Bolson to the plate. The five hole for the Springers here. As Barker set his first offering to Bolson, that is in there for a strike. Drew, the son of Andy Bolson, Springer legend, two-time state tournament MVP in 2000 and 2001. Can't say for certain, but I would assume Andy's in the house here today. Drew, he's going to be a junior at St. Cloud State University on the baseball team for former Springer Pat Dolan. As he inside out swung up the right field line, that ball will drop foul. Barker likes to work those hands, Reese. He's busting the inner part of the plate.
Yeah, really quick delivery to home plate for him, and just trying to keep on the inside here to Bolson. First year on the team for Drew with his little brother on the team as well. I believe two Bolsons now grace the Springer roster.
What's the brother's name?
Henry Bolson.
Gotcha. Number two on the lineup card. 0-2 the count to Drew Bolson. 0-2 pitch off speed. Just missing right there with the late breaker as Bolson had to hesitate for a moment thinking he was potentially going to be punched out right there, but not getting the call was Josh Barker. Our count moves to 1-2. It's Joe Dempsey at first. Single to get things going for the Springers here in the second. As Barker set, is 1-2 offering to Bolton. That is hit up the middle and through for a base hit. Right past the shortstop for Anoka, Hunter Smith. So the first two men on for the Springers on back-to-back singles in the second. And Reese talked earlier about the Springers, you know, since that phenomenal run, a runner-up finish in 2012, champions in 13, champions in 14, third place in 15, 16 first-round exits, 17 first-round exits, 18. They did battle a little bit, but 19 a first-round exit, and it's all basically been because they haven't been able to touch home plate enough.
Yeah, especially when you look back at last year, getting one run in the eighth inning and that first-round loss to Victoria. They lose the game 3-1 in that one. This is a big opportunity for them. I mean, big hitter in Van Loy, but at the very least, you got to be able to get these runners over for Olsen and try and get a run here.
Van Loy squaring to bunt very early here. First baseman coming in as pulling back and taking a strike on that pitch is Andy Bolson. Dave Hinkmeyer, Springer manager, flashing signs over at third base. Got Dempsey at second and Bolson at first with nobody out. Veteran Drew Van Loy in the batter's box. First baseman Friedenberg in front of the bag. Now the shortstop Hunter Smith playing right behind Dempsey, trying to keep him there. Van Loy squares once again. He bunts this one off of his front foot. And Drew's in a hole at 0-2. He's going to have to try to find a different way to get the guys from first and second to second and third. wasn't for lack of showing early. It wasn't punting for a hit. That's safe to say. Really good opportunity too. Herzina, the third baseman for Anoka, playing way back on that one after the show by Van Loy, still playing behind the base. Don't know if they were going to try and get an out at third, but would have been a good opportunity for you to get something down the third base line. So 0-2 the count, still in front of the bag at first is Trent Friedenberg. Shortstop Smith trying to keep Dempsey as close as possible as Joe now inches a little farther off. Barker set, long pause, still a long pause, and now he comes home with it. 0-2 pitch, that's missing inside from Van Loy. Now 1-2. Brad Olson on deck for the Springers, followed by Jaron Terrace. And Olson and Terrace hitting 7-8 reads. You're doing okay. Jungle sitting 9 isn't exactly awful either. No, pretty good bottom of the order. As Barker's 1-2 pitch, Van Loy fights that one off and fouls it back to the backstop. He's in Oka Bucks uniforms that we talked about earlier, the black pants. You see a guy wearing a BP jacket on top of him. Looks like he's wearing dress pants, basically, like a golfer wearing a golf jacket, basically, with dress pants on. 1-2 the count to the Springer third baseman. Got the first two men on with single. Trying to get him over right now. Couldn't get the bunt down. Looking for another way to do it. As Barker set, another long pause. Dempsey leads from second. As the 1-2 pitch, that's fouled at home plate by Van Loy once again. And the count remains at 1-2. So he's battling, right?
That's what you expect your veteran and Drew Van Loy to hopefully try and get something to the right side here. But Barker's doing a good job. Throwing at the hands, like you said before. And he's keeping that up really low right now to try and get Van Loy to pull something, maybe induce a double play here with nobody else.
Herzina playing behind the bag at third. He was going to stay home on a bunt, it looks like. That's what Reese's synopsis was. As Barker set, long pause again. 1-2 to Van Loy. That's hit on the ground. That's foul up the third baseline. And off the left hand of Springer manager and third base coach Dave Hinkemeyer. Down stays at 1-2. That is three foul balls with two strikes for Drew Van Loy. As 1-2 the count, once again, two hits for the Springers here in the second. Looking for the first score of our game in the bottom of the second inning. Barker with a long look in to his catcher, Ian Walker. He's now got the sign. His long pause comes home with it to Van Loy. That pitch missing right there. Good take by Van Loy. The Anoka Bucks faithful with some groans and moans. Count moves to 2-2. Well, you could ump the game from the grandstand. 2-2 the count. Barker set once again. Middle infield holding Dempsey close as this pitch is laced into left field. That'll drop. Hinkemeyer is waving Dempsey. Joe got a good jump. The throw coming in. It's up the line. And the Springers notch the scoreboard first as Dempsey comes across the score on the RBI single by Drew Van Loy.
Nice piece of hitting by Van Loy there. Pitch a little bit low inside. He just golfs that one out, puts it right down the left field line, and just a nice piece of hitting to get the run in there. Dempsey going right away on it. Van Krevelin came up with the throw. It might have been a play if it was close, but a little bit up that line towards the dugout, and no play at all. 1-0 Gold Spring.
Well, former manager Reese Hemish, you bunted with first and second, nobody out before, or you attempted to. You doing it again right now, Brad Olson?
I might be thinking big inning now. You got three, you know, balls that were pretty decently well hit off the pitcher Barker here in a row. I might be thinking with my bottom of the order, they can break something open and put something crooked up, but that's why I'm no longer a manager. Hinkemeyer doing exactly what I said to not do.
Yeah, that's why you're not a manager. As Olson did square around to bunt, he pulls back, takes the pitch low, 1-0 the count. Olson will be followed by Jaron Terrace if he stays out of the triple play here. At second base, it's Drew Bolson. First base, Drew Van Loy. The Drews are on the pad as Olson squares. He bunts this one nicely up the third base line. Catcher fields it. He'll throw to first in time. Olson gets the sacrifice in order. And a nice job by Brad Olson.
Nice job by Olson, but a nice play by Walker, too, the catcher there for Anoka. Ball just about 2-3 feet up that third base line. He had to make a little bit of a play. Olson not slow by any means, but like you said, he got the job done, and now they're able to single might break open this game a little bit here in the second inning.
Out of the dugout is a member of the Anoka Bucks squad. I don't know if it's their manager. I think you said the acting manager is the second baseman, J.D. Wells.
He was the one taking the ground rules before the game with Hinkemeyer and the umpires.
And also, it almost looked like it was that guy. So he's out on the field. He's their second baseman. And a conversation right now, whether to, you got to assume they're talking, do we play the infield in right away, or what are we thinking? Or are they potentially going to walk Jaren Terrace to get to Alex Jungles? As the powwow has come to an end for the Anoka Bucks. Van Loy is at second base. Drew Bolson at third. And Jaren Terrace into the batter's box. Public address announcer called him Jaron. And now the infield does come in. At short, it's Smith. At second, it's J.D. Wells. At first, it's Trent Friedenberg. And at third, it is Billy Herzina. They're playing in on the grass, trying to mow down that run at home as Terrace takes a strike on the outer half. So an opportunity right here, Reese, with that infield in, a base hit with Van Loy with an extended secondary lead with the infield coming in. Could probably score two with ease. As Barker set, gets the first strike. There's one away here in the second inning as Terrace falls this one into the netting. And Jaron in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count to the Springer first baseman. Played all over the yard for Cold Spring. I would assume with Barth gone for the summer at the Northwoods League, Jaron probably saw plenty of time at shortstop. Moved over to first base now here for the state tournament with Jordan back in the lineup. 0-2 the count. Barker's 0-2 pitch to Terrace. This ball is hit into the air to right center field. Back on the run is Rashad Johnson. He makes the catch. Scoring from third with ease is Drew Bolton. Van Loy follows on the tag up. He'll make it to third. A productive sack fly out, and the Springers double their lead, Reese.
Yeah, nice piece of hitting there by Terrace. Another two-strike count. He just takes that pitch on the outside, goes with it. Really no play at all at home. Good job by Johnson to go get it out in right center for Anoka, but again, no play, and now they got the nine-hitter up Jungles with a chance to bring in one more with two outs.
And Loya, good job of following the lead runner there, tagging up. Rashad Johnson covered some ground in right field, making that catch on the run, as that will bring the sixth hitter of the evening this inning for the Springers up, Alex Jungles. The nine spot. He's the DH today. First offering from Josh Barker. That pitch is missing for a ball. As Jungles looks at a first pitch ball here. 1-0 the count. Van Loy at third base. As the 1-0 pitch to Alex, this ball's hit in the air. Rashad Johnson has a beat on it in right. He now backpedals and turns back to his left and makes the catch half high for out number three, and that does it for Cold Spring in the second, but they notch the scoreboard first. They score two runs on three hits. There were no Anoka errors and one runner left on base. After two complete here in Shakopee, scoreboard now reads Cold Spring 2 and Shakopee, Cold Spring 2, Anoka 0. You're listening to Cold Spring Springer State Tournament baseball action right here on Total Country Bob FM. We'll be back in 1 minute.
With love for architecture and a passion for woodworking, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring puts design and craftsmanship into every cabinet they build. From the very basic to elaborate, cabinets are built for new homes, remodeled and restoration projects, and commercial construction projects. Westwind Woodworkers cabinets are handcrafted to the highest standard, yet personalized with your unique style in mind. For cabinets that say wow, call 685-4313 or visit them online at westwindwoodworkers.com. Good luck to the Cold Spring area amateur baseball teams in the state tournament from Westwind Woodworkers in Cold Spring. Eastman Trucking currently has openings and is looking for reefer drivers. Qualified applicants must have a Class A CDL license and 1 year of experience. Eastman Trucking is offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus, health, dental, and life insurance after 60 days, and a 401k and profit sharing after 1 year of employment. Driving consists of mainly Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the Upper Midwest. Monday through Friday, and your home on weekends. Interested in a rewarding career with Eastman Trucking? Contact Tim at 605-272-3203. Good luck to all area teams playing in the amateur baseball tournament.
We welcome you back to Joe Schlaefer Stadium to the top of the third, and pitching with a lead for the first time is Nick Pennick. As his first pitch hit on the ground towards short, fielded with a bare hand by Jordan Barth, and Barth flips it across the diamond in time to get to Speedy Hunter Smith. Oh, okay, JB. That was a Northwoods League play right there.
One of those perfect storm plays that looks like bad news for the Springers. Just out of the reach of Penning to his right, just out of the reach of Van Hoy to his left. Usually not hit hard enough at the shortstop to make a play, but Barth makes the perfect angle on it. Bare hand, throw across the diamond, right on the money to Terrace. Wow, well done.
Drake, bunt attempt here by Carter Chell. Penick pops off the mound quickly, and two pitches on two outs. Records the put out of Carter Chell as we're still all composing ourselves and wiping our brow after the Barth play. That was a big-time play, and it almost looked like he called Van Loy off on it? Like, hey, I got it.
Not sure if I heard that one, but he might have just taken control. Barth not afraid to play that shortstop position and take control of the infield.
Back to the top of the order, and if you were thinking of a three-pitch inning, that won't happen as Rashad Johnson takes a ball in the dirt right there from Nick Penick. He had two outs on two pitches. As Penick right back, his 1-0 pitch, missing down and away. Now 2-0. Rashad bounced out to third baseman Drew Van Loy to start our game back in the first inning. Penick won over the minimum with that walk to Ian Walker back in the second inning as the 2-0 pitch is fouled at home plate by Rashad Johnson. Moves our count to 2-1. Johnson, the right fielder, had a busy inning. In the bottom of the second inning, out in the field, as the 2-1 pitch hit on the ground towards short. Barth has it, throws across the diamond in time. Nice inning in the field for the Springers. 6-3 on the putout as Penick retires the Bucks in order here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. As what do you think, Reese? By the time Josh Barker finally sat down and got out of the sun, he's got to get back up and get out there.
Yeah, he was out there for a long time in the bottom of the second. Springers, having a few hitters that inning, six of them, and then quick, six pitches later, he's right back out in the sun with those black-on-black uniforms. He's got to be warm.
2.5 in the book, 2-0 Cold Spring. We're back in the bottom of the third inning after a one-minute break. State Tournament Baseball right here on Total Country, Bob FM.
Seasons change, but a farmer's work never does. Beansville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, tips our hat to those who help ensure we can all eat tomorrow. We're proud to offer the coverage they need to keep growing, and we're full of gratitude. So we're taking this moment to say thank you for bringing in the harvest today for a well-fed world tomorrow. Trust in farming. Trust in Beansville Mutual Insurance Company. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Beansville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in tomorrow's a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
More than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Top of the Springer order, Brian Hensick, Garrett Fox, and George Barth, and Springers getting their second look at Josh Barker, the Anoka Buck hurler this afternoon, as Hansen flew out on the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning to center fielder Carter Chell, and you'll see the first offering here in the third inning from Josh Barker. He pitches in, and that is in there for a strike to Hansen. Brian, a member of those state championship teams for the Springers in 13 and in 14, turning into a veteran player on this team all of a sudden as the one-strike offering to Barker is swung on and missed from Hansen. He's in a hole at 0-2. Joe Gill telling me on our sibling station KASM, it is St. Martin trailing Gaylord 3-0 in the fourth inning. Game on Chasm Radio. As two strikes to count, the Springer center fielder. Strike pitch, that's missing high for a ball. Now 1-2. Cold Spring getting two runs in the second inning.